From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside my co-host and special guest today, Jason Jabrowski from J&J Contractors. Jay, how you been?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I did that on purpose. You like that?
I thought so.
Yeah, I did that totally, because the one guy that said you never do his name right, I figured he's listening.
He's probably listening.
Yeah, that was good. 2 years later is when I found out I was doing that wrong. J&J Contractors, LLC.com. Business is good.
It's very good.
Yeah, it's a good time of year to... Good time of year to be a contractor.
It is a good time of year. Yes.
If you're doing things right, you're busy.
You're very busy.
Do you, at this point, you're taking jobs, everything into next year at this point, or major ones?
We have some real big ones that we're booking for January next year.
Okay.
Just because there's no way to get them started this year.
So if you're somebody who, you know, is going to be hosting the holidays and you want an updated kitchen,
not
a full remodel.
That we can do for sure.
That you can do.
Yep.
But if you want it gutted and a whole new open concept, take some walls down, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that and even any type of additions or adding on to the house, there's usually a few months of drawings. You got to go to review boards, get things okayed by the village or cities. So that's usually taking in between 3 and 4 months, and at that point, it kind of puts you at January.
Hey, with Milwaukee Nary, fall show's coming up in October at State Fair Park.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. I'll be there.
I'm on the committee. So we've moved your booth where you're in the parking lot, but we're going to give you a good
thanks,
cut.
Mike.
You're welcome. Yeah, I'm on that committee for the fall and spring show, and there's some really cool things coming out of these meetings that I'm in. Randy Miller is spearheading it. And the people at the Nary office are all in those. And it's just really those meetings are interesting because you talk about a lot of different things. You know, are we doing enough to get millennials to come see us? Are we doing enough to highlight and promote, you know, women-owned companies? Are we doing enough to talk about this part and that? And I think at the end of the day, not only the fall show but the spring show are going to be really good.
Yeah, I actually really love the fall show. I mean, the spring show is great, but the fall show, it's a really great show, and almost feel like more serious people come to the fall show.
I think it's smaller.
It is a little bit smaller,
but it's a little bit more intimate. But you get a chance to talk to these contractors for a little bit longer, get a feel if that's somebody that you want to work with. Hey, today's a cool show. I like when we get a chance to bring in, we did this once a year and a half ago with Paul Wallersheim.
Yeah.
And he was in the middle of doing some work with you, and we've done the same today. I work with a guy named Brian Pearson. He's going to join us in the second segment. But Brian came to me maybe a year ago, year and a half ago, and said, hey, Molly and I are thinking about doing a kitchen and bathroom remodel, and can you recommend somebody? And I recommended you guys, and I know some other people recommended some other companies, and I think they had three companies come out, sit in the kitchen, talk to them, and they explained what their needs and wants were. Big difference. What we need to have done and what we want to have done sometimes are a mile apart.
Oh, I agree. There's always a list, and the list isn't always obtainable because of pricing and different things, but you try to see what you can make work out of that list make it doable, and that's what happens.
And sometimes you get a couple of things done that you need and want.
Correct.
And then a year later, you move and say, okay, here's one of our other wants. Now we're ready to do that.
And that's what's really huge with J&J. I would say 90% of our work is all return customers that have done something with us, and then they call us back. And I've had customers been doing work 10, 12 years, and it's like—
That's a really good sign.
It's really nice.
J&J Contractors, LLC.com, if you want to check out their website. We're joined in studio, and I've got room for two. And again, we'll have Brian Pierce join us the second half. But in the middle of this process being done, Molly Pierce, who is Brian's wife. Molly, how are you? It's nice to see you.
Hi.
If you can come closer to the mic. There we go. It's nice to see you again.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Also joining us is Adam, who's the project manager. Adam, pronounce your last name.
Jastrock.
There you go. I'm just going to let him do it, Jay. That's the best way to do it. Molly, I asked you when you walked in, you guys are in the middle of this process. You're having your kitchen and bathroom full remodel. And I said, have you gotten to that, oh my goodness, what have we done moment? And you said, we haven't. My son has a little bit.
Yes.
But so far, so good on this process.
Yeah, so far it's been really good. They're doing a really good job.
So when you guys decided to bring out a couple of companies, what about J&J Contractors? We're not going to name anybody else that came out because everybody has a different style. And Jason's style doesn't work for everybody. And the companies that you had guys had come in might work for other people. But what about Jason and J&J Contractors fit with what you were looking for?
They just told me exactly how it was. When I said what I want, they knew. They do.
Yeah, they knew exactly. And Jason, how early into the process do you guys at least discuss budgets?
So this is one of the ones we had a list, and there was a few more things on the list. And then so we went through the whole entire everything on the list, and we're like, what do we want to, you know? And then we said, okay, what's the main objective that we really want to do, and what's like number one, number two, number three? And we found that out. And then we then found out what the budget was, and we came up with a price at that point.
Adam, when you got involved, and I don't know at what part of the process you as the project manager went to the Pierce's house and said, okay, you know, here's the marching orders. How early in the process do you get involved?
So I get involved after our sales and design group gets the entire job ready.
Okay.
So we have a process at J&J that makes it easy on me as the project manager.
Sure.
So that we're just ready to rock and roll. And that's kind of where we're at right now, is we're just smooth sailing. So I meet, you know, depending on how early we need to meet based on when the customer wants to start their job. But I met the Pierce's right before we were ready to rock and roll and sailed right through.
You know, it's interesting. You walked in the conference room and the youngest Pierce came up and high-fived you. And, yep. Molly, and I said, you guys are kind of like dating. And you guys all laughed. And you said, yeah, kind of.
Yep.
You know, a little bit. How often are you at their house during this process?
So depending on where we are at with everything, I want to go as often as I can. We want to make sure everything is being met each day if I can. You know, if I have the time each day, I'm stopping in maybe more than once a day.
How many projects are you the project manager for at any given time?
Currently, I've got three projects running. So
that's doable.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely.
How do you look? I would struggle in your position. How do you manage to know the three projects, because there has to be some similarities, but you obviously have a spreadsheet and a date and a calendar and you kind of go from there?
We definitely have a calendar. You need a calendar. We're at different points in each project. Seldom are they running at the same exact trades or the same exact point. So you have to prioritize, and some you can let cruise along because there's more than just a few hours of work to happen.
Right.
So, yeah.
He is added project manager, J&J Contractors. Molly Pierce, again, in the middle of having not only a kitchen but a bathroom full remodel. Molly, how did you know, and how prepared were you before Jason came in with what you were looking for in the kitchen and the bath, and how did you get prepared for that? I mean, did you go online? Did you see other houses that maybe you were in that said, "Boy, I really want." That's kind of what I'm looking for.
I just have always. It was kind of, I know my, I've had a dream kitchen and a yeah. dream bathroom, and I knew what I had I didn't like.
Sure.
And I've just always, I love interior decorating. I've always looked at magazines and everything. So I just kind of, in my mind, have always known what I've wanted.
Did you watch the shows? You know, the Love and Listed.
My favorite show is Fixer Upper. So
it is.
Like I've seen white cabinets. I wanted white cabinets. So when Richard and I went, the designer, went and looked at things, it was just a matter. I mean, we did it instead of taking all day. It took us half a day because I knew exactly what I wanted. Yeah, so it didn't take.
He said you were like just right on, and it was prepared. Just so easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
When can we talk about that, Jason? Molly, I'm going to ask you this as well. When the designer gets involved, they've got to kind of get to know these guys a little bit.
They do. They have to get an idea. A lot of times they'll ask for any pictures or inspirational idea or, you know, photos that they like. And then they start doing all the selections off of that.
And so you guys, did you guys meet at a store and then start looking? Or how did that work, Molly?
I met him once before. He was in on the drawing.
Okay.
The first meeting. And then I just went over to their business, and then we drove to the places to pick things out.
So you went to a couple different places, but again, basically spent a half a day together.
Yeah.
Just deciding from cabinets to
cabinets, countertops, tile backsplash, flooring, plumbing fixtures,
all of it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
How many stores did you end up having to go to?
Three.
Perfect. Yeah. Right.
It works out. It really does.
Yeah, and like you have a template now, right?
Correct.
That works for J&J Contractors, correct. And I think that's really important. It didn't surprise you when she said, look, I like watching this show or this show.
No,
and
not at all.
Yeah, those shows are, we watch them.
Yep.
And I ask everybody, and Molly, do you think those shows are good for guys like this or bad? Because I normally ask contractors, are shows like that good for your business or bad for your business? And some people are like, man, they're great for our business. And others say, look, people think we can get it done in 25 minutes for, you know, $4,000, so it's not so good. Did you think for guys like Jason, those shows are good for their business?
Well, I think they might help, but I think a person would be unrealistic thinking that they can design an entire house in 30 days.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't think a house is going to hold, you know.
I agree with that. I do. I think, though, you get some pretty good ideas.
Yes.
Like the white cabinets. That's something that you've always wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And that show, they always use white, right?
Yes.
Yeah. My wife watches that show a lot.
She uses white houses and farmhouse sinks, which I've discovered are really expensive.
Yep.
Let's talk. Hey, you know what? We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to talk about some of the decision process and some of the decisions you made on what type of products. On the other side, we're also going to be joined by your husband, Adam. I'm going to put you to the couch for a minute. We'll be joined by Brian Pierce on the other side of the break. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my special guest and co-host this week. He's the owner of J&J Contractors. Go jjcontractorsllc.com. Hey, Jason, you love hearing when a client says, hey, look, the process so far so good has not scared us at all.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And one of the other things, too, that I actually really like, and we just talked a few minutes ago about it, is has there been any surprises? And truthfully, there usually is.
There usually is.
We, like, open up a wall, and we're like, oh, my goodness, we have to deal with all this stuff. And there hasn't been. And so that's really good.
Knocking on wood. Yeah. Molly and I are knocking because, well, you know what, you never – but the surprises may have already happened.
Yeah, correct, because we're at drywall phase now, right, next?
Right.
Yeah, so then – if there was anything, we would have found it. So
we're also joined by Brian Pearson. And Molly said, let me go on first because once Brian starts, I'm never getting a word in. No, you didn't say that. I may have said that.
You know me too well.
Yeah, Brian and I work together. So he sits behind me. And like I said, about a year and a half ago, Brian, you came to me and said, hey, Molly and I are thinking about doing this. This is kind of a dream of ours. There's a couple of things we want to do in our house, and can you recommend anybody? And I gave you Jason's number, and I know you had a couple other people come out. What about Jason for you? Seemed to be a good fit?
I really appreciated the way Jason approached everything. The other two people that we had out, and we were always told to get three estimates.
Sure.
Somehow that stuck in our head. And we did that. And everybody else was vague. I felt almost intentionally vague. And Jason came out, like you had mentioned, Jason, we had a list. It was probably out to here. We narrowed it down. And then for each part on the list, once we narrowed out what we can't do, he got into options. Not millions of options, three or four options
right.
for each thing. And we were able in two and a half hours that day to get to the point of coming way out here, working general, got more specific, and had a firm quote. And I'm like, what was so hard about that? Why right. couldn't anybody else do that? And he gave us a quote. He gave us a timeline. I think the timeline, even Jason said, was this is worst case scenario. And that's what we were looking for. We were, in fact, when Jason left, Molly and I were like, that was just that was refreshing.
Right.
We really liked that. So.
Well, and you brought you brought him in third. And that was really, I thought that was great for him, because you bring him in third and the first two people, they fit with a lot of other people because they're busy. Both these companies that you brought in are doing a ton of business. So their approach fits with some people. And look, I know you. You know, I know where you grew up. You went to Pius. You just like to see things. Here it is. Just tell me what it is, and the things I don't like, we'll discuss. But I just want to know what the process is. And when you came in the day Jason was coming over, and you looked at me and you said, "Look, I hope this is a little different. You know, I don't know if we're going to be able to work with anybody from the first two companies we worked with."
That's right. That's absolutely right. And beyond the first meeting, which went, like I said, went great, we knew we're done. We're done. You know, I mean, these other people we're going with. Then, and I don't know if you want to get into this, but once we got, he put us in sort of their system, the sure. process. And Mike, you and I both know, because we're in business here in the radio business, you know, we like things spelled out.
Sure.
And we like to know that these folks know what they're doing. Our customers want to know that we know what we're doing. And we were impressed from the first meeting because they have a system. They have a way of doing things. And at every step of the game, there's sort of somebody like a concierge, I almost felt like. You know, first after Jason, then we met with the operations director, Brian. He was buttoned down. He had his stuff together. And then he spelled out, well, then you're going to be dealing with the designer, Richard. You're going to go shopping with Molly. And then you're going to have a project manager. So boom, boom, boom. You know,
can I ask you if were you comfortable enough throughout this process that if you had an issue or you had a concern that you could call Jason?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a key for me.
Yeah.
You know, that's because he is the face. He's the head of the company. Mm-hmm. He's the guy. And if you know that, look, if I'm having an issue, I can give Jason a call, you know, direct, and he'll respond to me, I think it's a really important part of the process.
Well, feel the same way with everybody in the organization. Shannon, feel the same way with Adam.
Hey, Shannon loves me, right?
You
know, there's a thin line between love and hate.
Yeah.
And she hasn't quite figured out.
I wonder if that love is bought. I'm not sure.
Oh, hey, man. Hey, now. Hey, tickets go a long way. You know what? I'm a huge fan of Shannon's, just
she's
so you
great.
Know. And she just hasn't figured out if she likes Mikey or dislikes Mikey, but she'll figure it out one day.
Well, and Adam, too. Ever since Adam got involved in the project, there's really no – I haven't felt there's been any really need for me to call the home office because he's our point of contact, and he's Johnny on the spot.
Hey,
you know?
Jason, I sit in sales meetings every Tuesday with Brian, so I know Brian has a lot of questions, and at least in our business – the questions that they've had as a couple for you and for Adam, and we'll talk to Adam in the third segment about this, questions outside of the norm, are there questions that a lot of houses that you go into and a lot of couples have?
They're not really, no. It's been a really easy process to say, truthfully, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
have you turned this over to – is Molly – look, how Jason's the head of this project and Adam's the head of this project. Is Molly the head of the project for you guys?
I think we got it pretty well separated. If there's any question having to do with style, like Adam's calling me, or like how something looks or cosmetic, or whatever, call Molly. One time Adam called me. I'm like, I can't deal with this. Just call Molly.
And you know, did you guys have that discussion, or is that just something that you guys...
He just knows.
He knows.
He can't do it.
Yeah.
Hey, the same question I had for Brian, for you, comfort as far as being able to, if you had to reach out, Adam right now is your point, and you have no reason to go anywhere else, but if you did, you'd feel comfortable to call Jason?
Yes.
You know, not everybody does, Jason. I don't know if you know that, and I've had other customers in the middle of the process where I would say, hey, your first point of contact, the guy that sold you the project, and now there's three or four other people involved, do you talk to that person or do you feel like you could? And they said, well, no, they've kind of moved on. I haven't seen them. I don't feel like I could talk to them. But these guys are like, yeah, if I need to call Jason, I'll just call him.
I hear that actually quite a bit
right.
from customers that like are our customers now, but in the past have done work for other people. They just felt like they couldn't talk to that person. They feel they're too busy or, you know, that there's too much going on. But at no point, and me and Brian even talked, you know, multiple times, like just about general things with the job before it started.
Right.
And I'm there and mm-hmm. I call my people back right away.
Yeah, that makes sense. So. Brian?
Well, something that came to me, you know, we've been talking about the kitchen and the bathroom, and that's 80% of the job. But I should mention, too, that we're having the carpeting going upstairs and the living quarters upstairs. That's all going to be redone. I imagine that's probably going to be at the end.
Correct, yep.
We always wanted a radon system
sure.
because our area of Wauwatosa pings pretty high for radon. So that was the first, since we knew we were going to be spending a lot of time in my basement rec room,
right?
I wanted that handled first. And they were able to coordinate that. Adam got that part done first because that just made sense, you know, if we're going to spend all this time down there.
Right.
That got done. And I was impressed by the way they work with their subs. I think their subs have no mistake. They know who's running the show, you know, and they even have a little sign outside our back door. I think it's for the purpose of your subs.
Correct.
And it's basically letting them know, respect this property and, you know, because this is our work here. And then I just wanted to also say they ran into a potential, for maybe some companies this would have been an obstacle. We never had a fan or an exhaust in our bathroom. What they had was a window with fog glass. Not the best deal when you're sitting there showering. And
right,
you got
sure.
fog glass facing your backyard. And so they were going to fill it in. But I guess the issue is you can't buy aluminum siding just anywhere now. So what they did was they filled in that window with like cedar, treated cedar, and it almost looks like shutters, but on the inside of the window instead of the outside of the window.
Yeah.
And our neighbor's like, that is really cool.
Isn't it?
I saw the pictures. It looks amazing.
It does.
Michael, one of our guys, literally hand-built these shutters. Like into this window frame, it's like really.
Have you done that before anywhere else?
I have actually. Yes.
So when you were in their bathroom, did that?
That was one of the things we talked about. I said I can try to get the siding. I can try to match the siding. It's not going to look great. Or this is the other option. We can build something there. And honestly, I like the building of something better because it actually adds
really
character
nice.
To the back of the
house.
I
want them to do all my shutters that way.
Okay. Well, you know what? Step two.
Yeah.
Hey, we can get you to sign that contract before you leave the studio.
Exactly.
Okay, we're always closing.
The next couple year projects.
Yeah. And that's perfect. And the cool part is you would give Jason a call for that.
Yes,
right?
I would.
Go ahead.
Oh, can I ask a quick question?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Okay, I do have a question. Never get the opportunity to ask this. So I know that I usually spend anywhere between an hour and a half and 2.5 hours in my first consult usually with people. And that's kind of what you mentioned, Brian, is like 2.5 hours. The other companies that were there, how long were they roughly there, would you say?
Well, the first one that came, he's a contractor from Green Bay. He was there for a couple hours.
He was, okay.
Yeah. The other one, probably about an hour.
Okay.
If that.
Okay.
She wasn't that, or the one, they weren't that long.
And the reason I'm asking is I really try that first meeting to find everything out about you guys and what you want and to make sure we're going down the right path. And I hear a lot of times, Mike, that contractors come in and they're in there 15 minutes, half hour. And I'm like, how could you even get to even begin to know what you're going to be doing, you know? So I've always wanted to ask that question, really never got the opportunity to.
Yeah. What's interesting is Brian made the comment that they were very vague.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you can do that. You can get in and out in 15, 30 minutes if you're really vague. And your second question out of the box, first question is, what do you want to have done? Second question is, how much money do you have?
Correct.
You can get out of that. You can get out of those meetings pretty quickly if you want. And look, I've sent enough people your way that I know now it's not just because you're doing this because you and I are friends. And this is just your MO is to get in and stay and kind of get to know the people and stuff like that. Let's get to a break. We'll continue on the other side. In studio with us, Brian and Molly Pierce, in the process of having a kitchen remodel, a full bath remodel, and they're working with Jason and Adam from J&J Contractors. Go to jjcontractorsllc.com. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside the owner, president, not founder, though. How is the founder, by the way?
He's hanging in there.
Hanging in there? Tell him I say hi.
He's at home listening.
He is?
So you can say hi.
Hey, what's going on, Jerry? You, next time you come in, I think you still owe me $20 from last time, so you, I'm going to take it this time.
He wants dinner with you.
Done. Anytime.
All right.
I'm in. J&J Contractors, jjcontractorsllc.com is their website. Brian Pierce is going to stick with us one more segment, and I appreciate that. In the middle of having a job done with Jason and Adam, who's with us as well, who's the project manager for Brian and Molly Pierce, kitchen and bathroom full remodel. And then, as Brian said, some additional things as well. Adam, how long does once you guys get in for that first day, on a job like this where it's a Wauwatosa home, it's a kitchen and a bath full remodel, what is the time frame on something like that from the first day that you guys get there until, you know, you shake Brian's hand and say, I hope you're happy?
Well, from start of demo to the end of the job, we're probably looking at 6 to 8 weeks on that. You
know, Six to 8 weeks of being in somebody's house. You get to go home to your home. You know, your home is all set.
True.
Brian, the toughest part for you guys, and we've had this conversation, 2 a.m. when you wake up, because, you know, you're our age, you got to get up in the middle of the night, and you're kind of groggy, and now things have changed a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Instead of going down one flight of stairs to go to the bathroom, it's going down two flights of stairs because we have a bathroom off the rec room. And, you're kind of used to fumbling around in the dark because you kind of know where everything is. And I've landed on my keister a couple times, tripping over,
Adam, do you have cameras up by any chance? You know,
no,
if you did,
no.
Man, you have no idea how much I'd pay for that tape. I would bet I'd play that in every sales meeting we have for the rest of the time we work here.
And he would
every single time. Hit play again. Let's look at Brian falling down these stairs.
But after a week now or 2 weeks, I think we got it. We're in a rhythm.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in a rhythm. You know, I was telling somebody the other day, I was kind of whining about it a little bit. I'm like, wait a second. This is a real first world problem. Why am I complaining? This is, you know, we're going to have an awesome house when it's done. And even right now, it's livable. It's doable.
Right. You know, that was the other thing, Brian, I wanted to bring up. And one of the reasons I wanted to keep you over for another segment. When you started thinking and talking to me about this process, you thought that you'd probably have to get out of the house and be at a hotel for a few weeks. And I said, I don't think so. And then Sally, who sits next to us, said, no, Brian, I don't think you have to. And we talked to Jason, and Jason's like, no, you don't do that. You're going to be fine. It's going to be an adjustment, and it'll be 8 weeks or so of not being exactly how you want it, but you can certainly stay in your house. You were happy to hear that.
Oh, yeah, that would have been a much bigger expense. And then just think of the inconvenience of your mail, school starting in 4 weeks. I mean, just that would have been – we would have done it if we would have had to.
Right.
You know, but we're fortunate that we have a bathroom in the basement and something we can kind of use as a kitchen and my bar downstairs. So, yeah, I'm glad we didn't have to do that.
Hey, what's the best part so far? Like, are you looking forward to and be kind of specific for me if you can? Looking forward to the cabinets or the countertop or the what's going on in the bathroom? You know, what part are you like, man, I'm really looking forward to having this and be able to use it?
Well, I think I sense that we're turning the corner from tearing down to building up. When I saw the tub and the shower
right
in there. That's the neat part, you know, when you start sensing, hey, we're really moving. I can see the finish line, and this thing is taking shape.
Right.
I mean, you never know what's behind those drywalls and stuff until they tear it down. It's like, wow.
Right.
This is really the skeleton in my house.
Hey, when they leave for the day, when J&J Contractors leaves, and you know, I know what time you stay here too some nights, and when you got home, one of the things that I think that they pay special attention to is making sure that you're not walking in to just a big dust bowl and all this dirt, and they clean up pretty well. At least they did when they're doing a lot of work for me. It was like I'd come home from work and I'd see all the work they did, but no signs that they were there.
They do a tremendous job covering their tracks. They really do. There's no nails in our driveway. They have this in the kitchen. I guess you'd call it a big HEPA filter. It plugs in. It's got a kind of a low cycle hum noise, and it just sucks all the particles out of the air. They sweep. They do a really, really good job.
Adam, that's a big part of – that's important to you as a project manager. Do you talk to your guys quite a bit about that?
That's huge for me. I mean, you know, that's the lasting impression. Like you say, when you get home, did you know anybody was there? Well, that's big for me. So I'll find myself even tidying up a second time if I need to, just so it's better than
– Hey, what is your background? How long have you been with J&J Contractors?
So I'm new with J&J Contractors. This is you know, we're going on a few months here, and ultimately I've known Jason for a long time, but always wanted to be part of the business, and the timing is perfect. So,
and you knew what you were getting into.
Definitely.
Because his expectations and standards and the values that he has and his father had for the company before him, really important to them.
Definitely. Yeah, that was something I recognized just amongst all our conversation about what his business was all about. And yeah, we shared the same thoughts on that. That's for sure.
It's important you hear that.
I was kind of courting him for a long time.
And were you?
I was.
Yeah?
We just
couldn't close the deal or what?
I don't know. The timing just wasn't right, and it happened to end up being right.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be happier.
I may get Ryan to give me that air check right there. I was courting him for a long time. I'll be able to use that, you know, against you for a while.
Oh, no.
Hey, before we go, we got to get to a break. Brandon, who is he's the youngest Pearson, and he is in the middle of this process as well. Brandon, it's good to see you. What grade are you going into?
Fourth grade.
Fourth at what school?
Christ King.
Yeah, do you like the school? It's a good place
yeah.
to be.
Yeah.
Hey, you're happy with how this I know that, again, you weren't extremely happy, but you're going to be soon. Has all of this work being done at the house, has that been hard for you?
A little bit.
Just a little bit? Hey, you guys are heading out at the end of this break. Where are you guys going?
Lambeau Field Practice Stadium.
That's awesome. Yeah, I see that you've got your Aaron Rodgers jersey on. Your dad's going old school with Brett Favre. You're a big Packer fan?
Yep.
That's awesome. You think they're going to have a good year?
I think they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Well, you know what? There we go. You know what? I'm flying to Vegas today, and I'm going to put money on the Packers because you gave us that tip. That's awesome. Hey, it's good to see you. Safe travels up to Green Bay. Tell your mom and dad I said thank you very much for coming in studio. We're going to get to a break. I'm going to keep Adam for one more segment, and certainly Jason, talking J&J Contractors, jjcontractorsllc.com. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host and special guest, Jason Seborowski. Man, I'm getting it. J&J Contractors, jjcontractorsllc.com. And his project manager, Adam
Jastrock.
Boy, I'm bad with last names. You know I'm really good with first names. Kristen, Kane, and crew.
Yes.
That's your crew
that's
right
my
there.
Lovely crew.
Yeah. Yep. Kristen, how old is Kane?
Kane is 6 years old.
And crew?
Crew just turned 9 2 days ago.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Crew, where did that name come from, if I can ask?
It's a little bit of a story, but it's a quick one.
It's all right.
So there used to be a BMX movie back in the 80s. And It was one of those feel-good 80s movies,
sure.
Right?
And big hair.
It was the main character's name was Crew.
Really?
And it was Crew Jones, and I thought that was such a perfect name, right? So when it came time for me to name your kids, okay, what do you choose? Well, sure, there's Mike and Adam and Jason, right? But I wanted something a little different. So I thought about that movie and how it made me feel just great as a little boy riding my BMX bike, and that was Crew Jones. And I said, Crew?
I'm glad you weren't like, all of a sudden you thought of like Winnie the Pooh or something and went that way. Because Crew would get beat up a lot as a nine-year-old. And Kristen, happy with the move that you've made professionally?
Yes. We talk about it often. It was thought about, talked about. And it worked out perfect. She's happy. I'm happy.
Kane and Crew, sports guys?
They will be. Crew is a budding baseball star, I believe.
Good for
and
him.
Kane loves everything sports. He can do it all.
Man, I envy you guys with the kids at the ages that you have. I have grandkids, 8, 6, and 4. In fact, the six-year-old is about to turn 7 here in August. So my daughter had a birthday July 25th. And Logan, they live right across the street. And so we had a little birthday gathering last night. And you guys, you have so many cool things to look forward to with kids that the ages that you have. Hey, it was so nice of Brian and Molly Pierce and their son Brandon to come in and talk about the process.
I would like to thank them. We're going to Green Bay today for the practice. I mean, for them to take time out of their day to come here was just amazing.
You know, Brian never hesitated.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Never hesitated.
They're great people.
Yeah, they really are. And they think the world of you guys. Adam, he is so happy that you're the project manager for them. And Molly, you know, look, you come into our homes. You know, this is our castle, whether it's as big as a studio or it's huge. It's ours, and it's our castle, and we want it in a certain way. And I sometimes bet that there are some people out there that it's difficult to please. You know, so far, so good with the Pierces.
Definitely. Personally, you can't ask for more than a customer that's willing to communicate and is easygoing with everything you need to present to them. So
has Brian talked about me behind my back at all? He says good things.
I'm only
kidding. You know what? Brian is a good enough man that if he's got a problem with you, come right to you.
Definitely.
He'll come right to you and say, hey, here's the issue.
And here's one thing with the remodeling process, and Adam kind of mentioned a little bit. We're here to help. We don't want there to be issues, but they sometimes do come up.
Right.
And we need to work together. And I'm a big sports person. And I feel like we're a team. We're a team with the homeowner. And almost like kind of like you said, dating, right? Adam's dating them.
Right.
That's another way of looking at it. We're all here to get the same purpose, to give you the best possible project and get done as quick as possible and make sure you're happy.
You know, this all started with Gary Ellerson.
It did.
It all started with Gary Ellerson, with you coming in studio and me getting to know you a little bit. And Gary, he had like a window falling out of his house that he had like Gorilla tape or something on.
He really did.
And he said, look, I need some help, man. Do you have anybody? And so he does. You did such good work for him that he endorses you guys. He puts his name to you.
Which is awesome. Gary's a great guy.
And we need to change out the commercial that he's doing. He does the live ones, and I think he does a great job. But that the 30, I heard it again, and I need to change it out. You guys are looking for employees, correct?
We are, yes.
And maybe we have him talk a little bit about, you know, what it would be like to work at J&J Contractors. If you guys could find quality guys to come work like you did with Adam, you guys could get stuff done a little bit quicker.
I don't necessarily know quicker, but we'd be able to take on more and service more people. Correct.
Hey, you guys are you moving offices someday?
We are.
I haven't seen the new one. Is it coming together?
Yeah. So we got all the roofs done because the roofs were all leaking. Yep. We got it all demoed. I was actually just in there last night, showing some friends.
You bought the firehouse?
It's the old police and fire station of Greendale. Building was built in 1938 and started use in 1939.
And when it's been empty for a bit.
It's been empty for 20 years. Yeah. And we actually just recently bought a 1939 Ford Tudor police car.
Really?
It's actually getting Greendale police put on it, the lights put on it. It'll be in the Village Days parade coming up.
That's
here in
awesome.
Greendale. It'll be parked inside the building, actually.
Did you have your eye on that building for a bit?
You know what's crazy? People talk to me about it like 8 to 10 years ago, and I'm just like, that's cool, but not my thing. And then someone started talking to me about it again last year, and I'm like, you know what? I'm such a part of Greendale.
Right.
And then with being the trustee, one of the trustees in Greendale.
Congratulations
on
that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You won that election. Hands down, man.
I did.
You had a big turnout.
I did.
Good for you.
It was, I'll be honest, that even the day of the election, I was out knocking on doors.
Smart. That doesn't surprise me.
I was just like, I want to win this, you know, and it really won.
Do you know the work ethic that Jerry instilled in you,
yep,
that he had?
Yep.
And we've had that story, and we've talked about the story, and it brings me to tears sometimes. But his work ethic of getting up every day and teaching you, that's what made you knock on doors the day before.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
that's where it comes,
yep,
from.
Yeah.
Man, that's awesome. He's proud of you. He won't tell you that.
He's a good man.
He's a good man.
Yes. My dad, growing up, and like we said, we've talked about this already, but he worked three jobs all the time.
All the
you
time.
Know, I didn't get to see my dad a lot, but the time I did see him, it was good quality time out on the golf course usually.
Or when you were going up and down the ladder,
yes,
taking shingles,
yes,
up and down.
Where he paid me a quarter of a bundle.
You know what?
He still
owes you some money for that, doesn't he?
I think I might have to call him up after this.
I have a great attorney. You know,
we
should sue. Can you imagine suing him for $400? I think that'd be the funniest thing ever. There's no doubt. Hey, Adam, coming up for Brian and Molly Pierce. Where are they down the home stretch? Brian thinks they're rounding second on this thing. Is he about correct?
I think he's right. We're getting there. We made room for everything new. Everything new is about to happen, and that's what he's most excited about. Like he said, we got the tub and surround in his bathroom, so now you get to see something other than the skeleton of his house, like he said. And yeah, we're cruising along, and that's thanks to J&J, our system, and that's thanks to them as a good customer. You know, they're communicating and agreeable, and we're rolling along.
Hey, Jason, I just got a text from a guy whose wife actually is a NERI member, and he said, hey, is J&J Contractors looking for a 20-year-old kid that works really hard? He great labor kid. If they are, let me know.
We are, actually. Yeah,
you
definitely
are.
Yeah. We start new people, usually in demo. They help window crews or siding crews. They would help with the carpentry crews. But, yeah, they kind of start all over the place.
And learn.
And that's what you have to do.
You know, we talked about the process with Brian Pierce and Molly Pierce. Let's talk about the process for if this buddy of mine's nephew comes to you and you hire him and you ask him, look, what's your long-term goal? And maybe it's, hey, I want to be a carpenter. I want to be an electrician. You guys, if he comes in and works hard for 6 months, shows up on time.
Then we'll start training them in that position,
right,
that their goal is. Definitely.
That's awesome.
Yes.
You know what? If I was really quickly, I was at a Target with my wife a couple weeks ago, and there was probably a 35-year-old guy playing the sax outside of Target with a sign that said, I'm unemployed. I have two kids. I'm looking to pay my rent. Within 15 feet of him was a big sign at Target that said, help wanted. He was a really good sax player. I couldn't get myself to throw a dollar in because I'd said to my wife, by the time I walked in the store, I could have him 2-3 jobs.
Yeah.
J&J Contractors, JJContractorsLLC.com. Jason, good to see you.
Hey, thank you so much. It's
Adam,
been a while.
Great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you give a hug to Kristen, Kane, and crew, all right?
Yes, I will.
You got it. Thanks for listening. This is the NERI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bill Michaels here with my buddy Kevin Niemeyer from Forward Financial Partners. And remember our last time we kind of recapped the first half of the year. Now let's talk about the second half of the year, the rest of 2018, Kevin.
Well, I think there's a couple key areas we want to stay focused in on. The first one is really the Federal Reserve and interest rate hikes. How does that impact the overall portfolio? And I think specifically for retirees, how does that impact the bond market and that side of their portfolio?
What about, say, the equity side of the market?
On the equity side, we want to stay away from interest-sensitive areas, things like telecoms and utilities.
When you talk about this time of year, there's also politics, and that plays into the market, right? You get volatility and some up and down in the market because of politics.
Yeah, it's a big component to it, and we're moving into midterm elections coming up in November. And generally, you don't see the market do well leading into a midterm election, but then coming out, it tends to snap right back. So it's a great time to reallocate your portfolio.
So tell me how Forward Financial Partners kind of moves forward and stays proactive to stuff like this.
Well, it really starts with knowing our clients, and then we have to make sure we have nimble investments that we can move in and out of when we need to, and then understanding the specific areas we want to be invested in, and then educating our clients along the way as we help them with their financial future.
So there you go. That's the reason I go to Kevin over at Forward Financial Partners. Go to FFPWI.com and click on the team tab, and you too can find Kevin. That's FFPWI.com. Forward Financial Partners. They are moving forward together.
Forward Financial Partners, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Like to play games? Then you should know this.
This is the game, and these are the rules.